Thank you, Rachel. Hello and welcome to Nova. I'm Bernard Clark. We begin this evening with a new release, literally in the post. Sam Jackson. This is the very groovy Smoke.
We good to go, Alan?
Well, we did say groovy, didn't we? Sam Jackson and friends in Smoke on Sam Jackson's new release, Sharp and Flat, a disc we're going to return to in a couple of weeks. There's some wonderful playing here. It reminds me of Ravel and Bill Evans, and that's meant as a compliment. On the programme this evening, some of the mysteries of Danny McCarty's The Memory Room. We met Danny in Cork recently, and we took a voyage with him into memory and silence. Plus, two very good reasons to be in the Project Arts Centre in Dublin next weekend. Two sonic impressions from us of Benedict Schlepper Connolly and Gareth Scholdeis's project Two Operas, an Ergodos production. And speaking of Ergodos, and another release in the post this week, another wonderful release in the post this week, Sean McErlin. Have a listen to this. This is fantastic on the Ergodos label. How's that for high? Sean McErlin's Trusk More from his new disc Long After the Music Is Gone. I first met Sean about 15 years ago, and at that stage he was studying jazz in New Park, but he was already stretching into various forms of improvised music, not just the wonderful traditions in jazz. And I think all of them start to really play into his hands literally here on Long After the Music Is Gone. There's some fantastic moods here. Unfortunately, I haven't had time to really sit down with it, but another piece that jumped out at me was A Curl in the Bonnet. Have a listen to this. Thank you. Sean McErlan's A Curl in the Bonnet. Just another fantastic piece on this disc. So like the Sam Jackson, we're going to have to return to it in a couple of weeks' time. You're on Nova here on RT Lyric FM. If you want to get in touch with us, come through Facebook or drop us an email here into the inbox, nova.lyricfm@rte.ie. Ergodas. Two new operas by Benedict Schlepper Connolly and Gareth Sholdheis will feature in the Project Arts Centre next week on the 24th and the 25th of August. It's Friday and Saturday. Benedict Schlepper Connolly's High Mat, which teams him back up with choreographer and dancer Leith O'Donoghue, will focus on the experience of travel, of nomads, emigrants, drifters, commuters. It seems to be, well, my impression of it is slightly fast piece, manic piece perhaps, focusing on the displacement of modern life. Gareth Sholdheis's Recoimont is a much more meditative piece, which is based on texts by the great 19th century poet Charles Baudelaire. And I think we're in for a wonderfully contrasting evening. It certainly inspired us to try to reply to Benedict and Gareth in what follows. So this is, if you like, why I think you should be at the operas next week. Okay?
The title Heimat, which sort of means home in German, because there wasn't really a word in English that means the same thing, not that goes as deep as the word Heimat. For me, it means a place or an experience where one has one's roots or feels rooted in some way. Heimat is approximately 35 to 40 minutes in length. Musically, it combines Kate Ellis on cello, Isabel O'Connell on piano, and myself on electric guitar and voice. I'll also be triggering films and samples on stage. Then there's Dance from Leith O'Donoghue, film which I'm making myself, and pre-recorded audio, both speech and field recordings. I suppose Heimat comes out of my own experience of living in a few different places over the years, as well as always of having had a sense of split roots through my Irish and German heritage. But the piece isn't strictly autobiographical, at least I don't think it will come across that way, but you never know. The way I'm doing the film work, which documents my own travels as well as particular places in my own memory, is quite like a composer. Quite like the way a composer would work. These are almost entirely long, slow, still shots that let the subject reveal itself over time, like a piece of musical material working itself out. The audience is simply exposed, or rather immersed, in whatever particular experience I present. The same goes for the field recordings, which are sometimes layered on top of the music, sometimes used alternately. Heimat is another step towards making work that is more cinematic, something that's all immersive, physical almost, to experience. That's why we use the term opera in a way, because I think it has the same ambition as something by Wagner if it's materially and on the face of it totally different.
Oh.
My opera is called Recoimo, as its title, which can be translated as meditation or reflection or self-communion, suggests. Recoimo is a contemplative piece, very much with a strong sense of ritual and the beauty and detail and tiny variation. The work will feature mezzo-soprano Michelle O'Rourke, dancer-choreographer Celia Thompson, film by Chrisham Hukum, and Ergodas musicians Kate Ellis on cello and Isabel O'Connell on piano. I first encountered Baudelaire as a teenager, and I was really drawn in by the intimacy and also the visceral weight of his kind of big work, which is called The Flowers of Evil. There's this great quote from T.S. Eliot. He called Baudelaire the greatest exemplar of modern poetry in any language. And actually, I guess when I really first encountered The Flowers of Evil, it definitely felt as contemporary and candid as the 20th century poetry that I really loved at that time. But when I returned to The Flowers of Evil a few years ago, I really kind of found a new side to the work. There's this amazing formal perfection in the writing, these perfect classical French quatrains, like even when he's writing about carcasses or possession or even Satanism, but also this real sense of trying to apprehend something, maybe to transcend.
Qui aimes-tu le mieux? Homme énigmatique, dis, ton père, ta mère, ta sœur ou ton frère?
J'ai ni père, ni mère, ni sœur, ni frère.
I started working on Recoimo actually whilst I was on a residency at the Irish Cultural Centre in Paris in spring 2011. And while I was there, I really immersed myself in Baudelaire's poetry. I really tried to get a sense for how it's kind of structured in French, etc. And I spent a lot of time composing on the beautiful piano in the 19th century chapel in the Irish Cultural Centre. But I also really spent a lot of time walking, particularly around the Île Saint-Louis, the oldest part of Paris where Baudelaire lived. And it's this really specific atmosphere that you get on the Île Saint-Louis around dusk, this amazing light on the Seine. And for me, this atmosphere also connects to that certain kind of repose that I used to experience singing Evensong in St. Patrick's Cathedral when I was a boy. The big struggle I had with the work really was resisting the urge to make something like an essay, you know, something where everything is kind of rationally reasoned, all bases covered. It's really tempting to do that, I think, especially when you have a university training. So many of the early ideas I had for the work were like these elaborate networks of relationships, like making these intricate musical structures based on the syllabic structure of the poetry and weaving in all these references to other settings of the same words, for example, Debussy. But this Morton Feldman quote kept kind of banging around in my head. He had this great phrase, "The operation's a success, but the patient died." So I scrapped the essay and I ended up working really totally intuitively. And I just tried to make the work step by step. And I actually started with this very simple plaintive setting of the first stanza of Requiem that Michelle sings at the beginning of the opera, it's the prologue. And I just tried to go from there. And all of the texts that are set to music were ultimately just chosen purely by feel, because they resonated with me. I felt like I had some kind of personal connection.
Une atmosphère obscure enveloppe la ville.
Mezzo-soprano Michelle O'Rourke in the prologue to Requiem by Gareth Sholdice. We also heard Gareth himself. Before that, we heard just a keyboard treatment, if you like, of some of Benedict Schlepper Connolly's Heimat. Once again, we emphasise that these are impressions of what's to come in these operas, but I'd urge you to be at the Project Arts Centre Friday, Saturday, 24th and 25th for these two operas. Danny McCarty's The Memory Room is perhaps the most enigmatic release this year. And so when we were in Cork recently, we sought out Danny and met him in the RTE studios there. So hopefully this will shine some light on The Memory Room on Farpoint Recordings.